Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. news outlets say U.S. President-elect Joe Biden will nominate Democratic Representative Marcia Fudge to head the Department of Housing, Housing and Urban Development. Fudge is the second African-American to be named to Biden's cabinet, following Biden's decision Monday to name retired Army General Lloyd Austin as Defense Secretary. The incoming president has been under growing pressure by minority advocacy groups to fulfill his campaign promise to diversify his cabinet with a wide range of blacks, Latinos, and Asians. Biden will also nominate Tom Vilsack to lead the Agriculture Department, a job he held for 8 years under former President Barack Obama, for whom Biden served as vice president. President Trump and President-elect Biden held simultaneous events focused on the COVID-19 pandemic. On Tuesday, President Trump signed an executive order to ensure Americans get first priority access to a coronavirus vaccine. It is unclear how the order would be enforced. From his hometown in Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Biden introduced his health leadership team and promised 100 million vaccine shots within the first 100 days of his administration. Biden is also calling for people to wear masks in public for the first 100 days of his administration. The president-elect also pledging to bring coronavirus pandemic under enough control to open most of the nation's schools during his first 100 days in office. He made the announcement Tuesday, adding that the promise is dependent on Congress providing sufficient funding to protect students, teachers, and staff. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Vaccines against COVID-19 may begin arriving within days here in the United States as the fastest ever vaccine development reaches a conclusion. Experts say no corners have been cut, but the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is considering authorizing the vaccines after a shorter than normal safety testing period. Nothing sinister has turned up in the clinical trial so far, but there are still unknowns. The vaccine from drug maker partners Pfizer and BioNTech will get a hearing at the FDA on Thursday. Emergency use authorization could follow within days if all goes well. The agency will consider BioNTech's company Moderna's vaccine next week. The Ethiopian government says its forces shot at United Nations staff members in the country's embattled Tigray region on Sunday after the staffers breached two checkpoints en route to a refugee camp. The UN reached an agreement last week with the Ethiopian government to provide humanitarian aid in Tigray, saying at the time the deal would give aid workers access to government-controlled areas of the region, but access has remained limited. Fighting erupted in the disputed northern Tigray region in early November, where some 600,000 people were already dependent on food aid. Thousands of people are believed to have been killed in the war, which has displaced more than 1 million people, including more than 45,000 refugees who fled to neighboring Sudan. The leaders of Britain and the European Union will meet later today for a final push at a Brexit deal. This as the two sides warn that the chances of a post-Brexit deal by the year-end deadline is slipping away. The U.S. Army has dismissed or suspended 14 senior officers. Tuesday ordered policy changes following a sweeping independent investigation into sexual harassment and violence at the Fort Hood base in Texas, including the murder of a female soldier there earlier this year. And fans gathered in New York City's Central Park on Tuesday to remember John Lennon on the 40th anniversary of his death. The Beatle legend was shot and killed at age 40 as he and his wife Yoko Ono were returning to their Upper West Side apartment in Manhattan. Mark David Chapman was convicted of killing the Beatle legend and sentenced to 20 years to life in prison. Last denied parole this year. His next parole hearing is set for August in 2022. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.